Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, my name is Catherine Cohen. Catherine is C-A-T-H-R-E-N, and Cohen is C-O-H-E-N. And I am a staff attorney with the UCLA Law Center on Reproductive Health Law and Policy.
Let's start off by asking, I guess it's in a way the obvious and maybe simplest question, but maybe the most complex, which is how significant in your view is this Supreme Court upcoming decision? Because there will be one.
So this is the most important case involving abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It has to do with mifepristone, which is one of two medications used in medication abortion. And in the United States, the most recent data indicates that mifepristone is used in almost two-thirds of abortions across the country. So it's a very important medication for abortion access. And also notably, the court's decision is going to apply across the country, including if states have their own legal protections. This determination will be supreme. And so the outcome of this case will affect abortion access in all 50 states.
And for example, of course, here in California, it would have what impact, do you think, on women if the Supreme Court were to go along with what the plaintiffs want?
So if the Supreme Court were to uphold the decision below, it would limit the availability of mifepristone in a couple of ways, and that would include for people in California. The changes that are at issue before the court have to do with the gestation that mifepristone has been approved for. So they extended from 7 weeks through 10 weeks, and those 3 weeks are very significant in terms of when people tend to find out about their pregnancies, and that would be rolled back if the Supreme Court agrees with the lower court. They're also considering a bunch of requirements that the FDA decided was unnecessary, that have to do with being able to get the pill via telehealth and also through non-physician providers and in places outside of a hospital or clinic, such as a pharmacy. And so all of those methods of obtaining mifepristone could potentially be on the chopping block, and that would limit access to care, including for people in California who have been able to get this medication either via telehealth or filling a prescription at a pharmacy, like a normal prescription. All of those things could potentially be rolled back.
And for the rest of the country, not California, but in parts of the country where abortion is impossible to get, if the Supreme Court were to rule along with what the plaintiffs are asking for and what the lower court has decided, are there alternatives?
So mifepristone and medication abortion have been incredibly important for access, including in banned states. There is some data from WeCount from the Society for Family Planning, which has been tracking the changes in rates of abortion across the country. And what we've seen is that the rates of abortions in states with very restrictive laws have gone down to basically nothing, whereas the rates of abortion, the numbers of abortion in access states have increased. And on the whole, abortion has actually increased. There have been slightly more abortions since the Dobbs decision, which suggests that there are a lot of people who are traveling out of state or obtaining care via telehealth. And likely many of these people are obtaining medication abortion, which takes less time in a doctor's office. You don't have to go in for a procedure. You can get the medication. You take the second medication at home. And so being able to access medication abortion has been really important for people in places where there isn't very good access, where there are very few clinics, including banned states, but also just including more rural areas, healthcare deserts, and places where people have more difficulty accessing healthcare in general.
Very good. Catherine, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us and to answer those questions. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.